Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight. Hello, everyone, and welcome to our program tonight. And tonight's show dedicated to two angelic or guide dogs, Milton, who has passed away, and my dear Charabelle. Saturday is my birthday, and tomorrow will be the hardest day of my life because I have to make the decision to put my Charabelle to sleep tomorrow. And I wanted to dedicate this show to her tonight. I want to thank Joanne Diamond from my heart for saying today that Charabelle will never be forgotten.
Aww.
As an Akita guide dog. And just to give everybody a little background on what's going on, they did the sonogram and they found a mass on her liver. And she's somewhere between 13 and 15. We don't know exactly how old she is. But the other problem is she's suffering because she can't lie down. She's been standing up since 5 o'clock this morning. I cannot allow her to suffer like this. So I've had to make the decision, and the Akita Rescue agreed with me, and Joanne told me about her dog who had the same thing, and it got worse and worse and worse, and, you know, the dog suffered a lot, and I don't want Charabelle to suffer. She protected me for a lot of years and guided me, and still, you know, we went out this morning, took a little walk, and even with her tumor, guided me. So tomorrow's the hardest day of my life. Tonight,
yeah,
we talk about these schools, service dog schools, that should have more respect for service dogs and guide dogs and the people, of course. But if they don't have enough respect because, number one, they're not licensed. Number two, they allowed a guide dog, and, you know, I think every school, every service dog school, shares in responsibility for Milton's death. And I'm going to tell you why I believe that. It's because they aren't doing a damn thing to say, hey, we should be licensed and regulated. I haven't heard of one school coming forward to offer Michelle Krupa a guide dog, or to say, hey, it's time that we changed the way we operate. Let's be more in touch with the people that we serve and the dogs, you know. Now, one of the things that Michelle wants, and I totally agree with her, is a two-person trainer situation on the dog. You know, any trainer who goes out with a dog or comes in or whatever, who's responsible, there should be two people sharing that responsibility. Now, you know, one person could be a volunteer. Doesn't matter as long as they're capable and have common sense, you know. If two people were responsible for Milton, there's a good chance that he would still be alive today. Because one person, you know, would check up on the other person. And that's why Milton is dead, because nobody checked up on this bitch who left him in the van in the middle of a heat wave. Nobody came along and said or called the trainer or whatever had to be done and said, "Where's Milton? What did you do with Milton? How come he's not with you?" Part of refreshing a dog's training is keeping the dog with you and observing what's going on. You know, if there were two people responsible for that, Milton, I believe, and Michelle believes, and many, many others, that Milton would still be alive today. So it should be mandatory that these schools are licensed as out of respect to the public. You know, a person donates $10,000, $100, or whatever it is, to a school here, I want to help a blind person get a dog, and the school is so negligent and has the attitude, you know, don't tell us what to do. We know what to do, and you know, don't come in here and think that you know more than we do. That's disrespectful to the people who donate the money. And to us, you know. And also, Michelle is very enthusiastic about, and this is a big plus, because Inner Sight has been talking about this for years. She's very into a person who wants to train their dog on their own, that these damn schools should start offering that and doing it. You know, every piece of knowledge that you can get about the dog, about how it's trained and so on, helps you with the working of the dog. You understand the dog better. You know how it's trained. You know what to do better and what not to do. They don't want that, because they want to control the money. Now, if the person is involved in training the dog, then the person should get part of the money. It's work to train a guide dog. So that money, part of that money should go to that person. See, that's the other reason they don't want to share the responsibility of teaching a person how to train a guide dog. They don't want to give up any of that damn money. If it wasn't for us, they wouldn't have a friggin' dime. This is guide dog school. So there you have two major happenings that should be in the school. Licensing, which comes with regulating, and reaching out to people to say, "Hey, would you like to learn how to train the dog on your own?" You know, I mean, it could be a partial process, or it could be the complete, depending on the person. Some people may just want to learn how to teach obedience, which helps a lot. Others may want to say, "Yeah, I want to do the harness work and." These schools have to learn. They call the organization a school, right? Why do you go to school? You go to school to learn. Well, the damn people who are running these schools aren't learning a damn thing. Now, the school has approached Michelle, oddly enough, at the radio station where the Coopers buy time to advertise Shelby's Kitchen, they approached her, and are talking. They were talking to her about the possibility of another dog. Now, she did call me the other day and said that she attempted to contact somebody at the school, some woman who's probably one of the damn directors, and she hasn't heard back. And then the Coopers had a death in the family, and Michelle had to take off to Florida. So when she comes back, we're going to resume our conversation, because Inner Sight is definitely planning a celebration for Milton upon the memory, upon the memorial. So we'll keep you informed with that. I want to use the example of my dear friend John Corrado, who stepped in to the picture when I was denied a guide dog. Now, I'm going back many years, our relationship with Suffolk Bus Corp. And I want to use, if you call SCAT, if you ride SCAT, or even if you call John's office, you'll hear a recording. And on that recording, it stresses our top priority is safety for the, you know, for the riders, for the children, for the drivers, and so on and so forth. That phrase and that idea should be used as an example for the guide dog school. Their top priority should be safety, because they're dealing with people's lives. They're dealing with dogs that bring safety to somebody's life. And they must change the way they're doing things. Milton's death is crying out to them, is telling them that, is demanding that. Don't let that death be in vain. You see, we won't. Inner Sight will not. We will keep on talking about this until it's done, and then beyond, because that's how important it is. And, you know, God, I don't know how religious you are, but I am. God brought man and dog together. And the whole idea of a guide dog being somebody's eyes is from heaven. That's a very, very heavenly thought. So these schools, by being obstinate and not wanting to change and bring in improvement, are working against God in heaven. And it's going to come back on them. You wait and see. It's already started to come back on them. They told Michelle that all the people who were there under Milton's death have been let go. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. But if it is, there's a sign. They don't want those kind of people at the school. So if they got rid of them, it's a step in the right direction. You got rid of them? Good. Now license the school and regulate it to make sure as much as possible that no one can come in and repeat what happened to Milton in any way, or and also protect against all other types of a danger. So we're brought to you by A Day for Milton. If you'd like to do that, we have we did A Day for Milton, that is, over a year ago. We'd be happy to talk to you about how to put it together. We're planning to try to get A Day for Milton in other states. And we now are registered in the state of Montana with InnerSight. We're very happy about that. And we're reaching out to several other states and hoping to be registered soon in Illinois, Texas, Pennsylvania, and other states where people have expressed interest in InnerSight, because people want to be liberated, all right? People don't want to be harassed with I'm going off the subject a little bit, but people don't want to be harassed with nursing homes. You know, that's what a damn nursing home is. It's a form of it's harassment against a disabled person. And the reason I say that is because the money is there to keep a person out of a damn-ass nursing home. And it's not being used in the right way. Now, when that happens, that's harassment. All right? It's like I paid my rent. All right? If I said to my landlady, you want this money? I'm not going to give you this money unless you do so-and-so and such-and-such. It's harassment. And that's what these damn agencies and the government is saying to us. It's not the fact that the money is not there to keep the person out. It's the fact of the way the money is being used. That's harassment. When there's resources there and people have to suffer because those resources are not being used in the right way. So getting back to Day for Milton, if you visit Shelby's Kitchen here on Long Island, Bellport, New York, you will see a great, beautiful presence of Milton, the guide dog, and the big, beautiful statue made by a blind person, by the way. That girl, we met her at the Day for Milton. And Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444 for catering. And all your food needs over there. So if you want to do A Day for Milton, contact us by email, innersight1620@gmail.com or the InnerSight hotline, 631-224-3090. And we would be happy to work with you in whatever state you're in, you know, to set up A Day for Milton. All you need is a place to do it. You know, you can maybe get a church, get somebody to donate a hall, Knights of Columbus or whatever. And it's all about awareness and bringing in safety. And we would highlight the two safety features that we've spoken of so far here. Licensing, regulating the schools, and teaching people how to train the service dogs on their own. There's a lot of safety to be learned from that. Because if you know how the dog is trained, if you train the dog on your own, and you have a problem, you can learn how to remedy that problem. InnerSight does a lot of remedial work. And we've certified, I don't know, at least half a dozen dogs. So it can be done. In fact, it's being done by us. Let's expand it. Let's make it a law that if someone wants to train the guide dog on their own, the school has to help. Now, there's a basis for that in the Americans with Disability Act, where it says that anyone can train a guide dog. And it comes under the ADA as a guide dog, as long as the dog does the work. So there's the basis for the school to go ahead and set that up, get one of their damn-ass congressmen off their ass and write it in there, and then the school can raise money on it because they can say, hey, we got 25 people who want to train a dog on their own. We have to give them each $10,000 because they're training the dog. They're helping to train the dog. So they got to raise more money for that. They raise all that damn money anyway and deny people dogs and keep the money. Well, here's something different. I wonder how many of those people they've denied wanted to train the dog on their own. There's another fact that you won't find on the internet. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquendo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena, all the beautiful children of the world. Go an extra mile for a child. And Inner Sight reminds you. We're brought to you by Kennedy Realty. Thank you so much for your help. Islip Cleaners, one of our donors to Inner Sight. And, of course, Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. We thank them for their helping to keep the show on the air, one of our sponsors. 631-880-7929 is the number. And we will be joining with them in a news conference on the nursing homes up and coming. We'll have that date as soon as we know it. If you have a loved one or you have a pet or you have a service dog, you know, even though the pet dog, you don't depend on it as much as you do a service dog, the love can still be the same. And, oh, my God, it's a miracle. As I'm on the air, it's a miracle. My dog has lied down. Close the door. She's been standing since 5 o'clock this morning. She has finally lied down. Thank you, God. To get some rest. It's an absolute miracle. She has lied down. And, she's so happy. Look how happy she is. I wish we had a video right now.
I put my cream on her.
Yeah. My girlfriend doesn't know, but as I said at the outset of the show, Charabel is scheduled to be euthanized tomorrow. The thing on her liver, the mass, and the fact that she couldn't sleep.
I didn't know it was a mass.
That's what they're calling it, a mass. So The Akita Rescue is recommending it because of her age and that she could suffer a lot, you know, and I'm conflicted about it, you know. Especially since we got her to lie down.
Thank God.
I got her to lie down.
Yeah. I don't know how you
That's
did
awesome.
That.
That's awesome.
A miracle. All right, Inner Sight. Around the world, the number here is 213-816-1650. And we're talking tonight about safety in the guide dog schools in view of what happened to Milton, left in the van in the middle of a heat wave by a trainer. A horrible, horrible thing, and caused the death of the dog. 826 New York, Inner Sight. And, you know, I had a meeting, I don't know how long ago it was now. Must have been a year ago with my congressman.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, you know, amend the ADA and regulate these schools and license them. You know, now this was way before this tragedy with Milton. And lo and behold, you know, Inner Sight is always right. I don't know why or how it is, but we are always right. And then comes the horrible death of Milton and the fact that it could have been prevented if there were a two-person training situation. But the congressman did absolutely nothing. So I hold the Congress of this country responsible, partly responsible, for what happened to Milton. Because if the school was licensed, you know, and one of the regs was two people must be responsible for the dog, chances are Milton would still be alive. Big chance. So there you have it. The Congress of the United States, the President of the United States, allowing these things to happen because they haven't put in change for the better in this system that's supposed to be there to help us. And Inner Sight is absolutely outraged about that, and so is the independent living people here in at least in Suffolk County, and I'm sure many of the others feel the same way.
I feel maybe in New York, Frank, all of New York feels similar to what you're saying, because it's they killed the dog. Point simply, they killed the dog.
Yeah, because of negligence.
Yeah.
And they basically got away with it. The law's not strong enough.
No, it isn't.
All right, Inner Sight. Anybody on the phone?
I'm just a listener.
Phone line? Okay. Run the Able News. We got to...
Okay.
Do the Able News. Then I want to talk about the Akita Rescue.
Okay, right, here it comes.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. One of the most beautiful people that I've ever known in my life is Joanne Diamond.
Oh, yeah.
From the Big East Akita Rescue. I've known Joanne, I don't know how long now, 20 years at least. And she's always been a very beautiful, kind person and a great person. A mother, I'm going to call her a mother. A mother to the Akitas. You know, that they rescue and care for. I heard one of them today on the phone when Joanne called me, a great big girl, Akita, who she just rescued and sounded like a bear. And Joanne has spent many a dollars feeding my dog, getting her arthritis medicine, helping me to take care of her, and now this, they just spent almost $1,000. It'll be almost $1,000 by the time the bill is through. To the, you know, the veterinarian. But I want to do I'm going to talk to Joanne about this. I want to do a special show with her on the Akita to show how brilliant and smart the Akita is. And I'd like to emphasize how the right one, of course, would make a great, great service dog. So I want to plan to do that and put it up on the internet, put it all over YouTube, and really give the Akita the honor and the credit that it deserves. It's a misunderstood breed. Now, I'll give you an example. You know, you're dealing with different veterinarians when you go to a hospital. So one doctor called me and said that my dog's potassium was very, very high, you know. And when I told that to Joanne, her comment was, doesn't the vet know that Akitas have very high potassium? Now, the second veterinarian I spoke with knew that it was a breed thing. See? And this is why you never stop learning. The examples like this. And this is what's got to be applied to the service dog schools. You know, they have stopped. Okay, they train a dog, and they create a unit with a blind person, but they have stopped learning. That's the problem. If they didn't stop learning, Milton would still be alive. If they had safety, and if they said, you know, years ago, we've been trying to get these damn schools licensed for years. It's not just today or yesterday. We have almost 80,000 names on a petition, you know. And when we get the PR Newswire, which is coming up soon, we're going to be sending out that petition. And before you know it, we'll have 80 million names because we're going to get the endorsement of the American Kennel Club on that petition. And many, many other dog lovers that agree that more safety should be in these schools, especially in the view of what happened to Milton. So the Akita Rescue is setting the example. All these schools and all these agencies who should be reaching out to people and say, hey, you know, the school won't help you for whatever reason. They're backward or whatever it is. We don't want to be that way. What do you need for your dog? And do a fundraiser. And let them make some damn money on it. We would help. That's how it should be. People should not have to go and struggle to figure out how am I going to get help when the money's there. That's one of the biggest things, if not the biggest situation that we face as disabled people. Trying to get help when the damn money is there, controlled by other people who are using it in the wrong way. Thus, people wind up in nursing homes. And, you know, to carry that a step further, when you're in a nursing home, you can't have a service dog. You know why? Because you don't have your home health aide there to help you with that service dog if you need help. And, of course, yeah, you got to get a home health aide who's not allergic to dogs. Common sense. And that's why you can't have a service dog. You know, and the stupid courts have gone along with the state and the agencies saying that the nursing home helps the person so they don't need a service dog. That is the biggest bull crap in the world, because nobody can help another person like a service dog can. I'll stand behind that 1,000%.
So will I.
Nobody can duplicate what that dog does. And the damn-ass schools know that. You know? They know it, or they should know it. They're supposed to know it. Don't hold your breath.
Exactly.
So they're in a sight, and the death of Milton and the show tonight dedicated to safety and licensing. All right, hypothetical situation. I want to show you what I mean. Hypothetical. Frank Perino now is the executive director of Guide Dog Foundation.
Sorry.
All right. First order of business. Board of directors meeting. All right. First order of business. Proposal on the table to license and regulate guide dog schools with a footnote. Anybody who votes against this, you're out on your ass. Immediately. First order of business. All right? And we invite the news media.
Mm-hmm.
Right in the room. Cameras, television, radio, everything. Then we get the Congress, the attention of Congress, because it's a big school, there's a lot of money behind the school. Anything with a lot of money, politicians are going to be there.
Yeah.
We get the congressman, and the next thing is the drafting or the amending of the ADA that already talks about guide dogs, service dogs. The amending of that law. Then comes the process of passing it. You know, then you got the idiots come out, you can't do this, can't do that, can't do this. You know, and then, it, of course, it gets watered down and you got compromises coming in. But the main thing has to be the safety. You can't compromise that.
That's right.
So that's how it goes. You know, and of course, even before the law passes, because Frank Perino is the executive director, these measures are being implemented immediately.
That's right.
Without the law being passed, which will serve as an example to pass the law.
Mm-hmm.
And we invite the media to be involved, you know, once a month or whatever it is. Come down to the school. We want to show you how safety operates and what we're doing. And publish it. That's the way it should happen in every guide dog school. And let the people be safe. Let the dogs be safe.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what will happen? You'll have better units, better training. Because
mm-hmm.
people will know more of what the hell they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I learned. I learned from hanging out with one of the greatest dog trainers in the world, Captain Arthur Haggerty.
Mm-hmm.
Four-time past president of American Kennel Club. And his resume was unbelievable. That's how you learn it. And if they want somebody to go to school, they have colleges that teach dog training, courses and all that. Nothing wrong with that. So, there you have the way. I mean, it would take a miracle for it to happen that way. But I'll tell you something. Be it known now around the world on Inner Sight, yours truly is very, very open to having that job. I would love to have that job. And they don't have to pay me no damn $250,000 a year either.
That's crazy.
A lot of that money can go into a fund to help people who are blind and disabled. You don't need that kind of money to operate a guide dog school.
You know what you should do? You should get it, okay, and then put it for Inner Sight and only take the amount that you want to take from it for your salary. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm not concerned about that.
I know what you're concerned about.
I'm concerned about the safety
mm-hmm.
and the regulations and the licensing to treat people fairly. If there was a fair hearing system connected to these schools through the Americans with Disability Act, it would be a much better system to deal with and to work with. You know, I remember years ago when I was working with Haggerty, and this blind woman, heavy-set blind woman, she used to go out and ask people for money, you know. So the schools didn't like that. You know. So she approached Haggerty, and she said, you know, this is what I do. He said, I don't give a damn what you do. You want a dog? You know? And she wanted, here's what this woman, Virginia, her name was Virginia, she wanted a dog to be trained to pull a wagon with her in it.
Oh, my gosh.
Big dog, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to the captain, I said, what, is she crazy? No, he said, it could be done. I can do it.
Wow.
You know? And somewhere along the line, I don't know, what, she got ill or something, and he was going to, he started looking for the dog. I mean, that guy could train a dog to do anything. You know. I mean, he had one dog, he trained a dog to jump through the air and break balloons. Got on the news.
Yeah, of course.
All right, Inner Sight. Tomorrow night's supposed to be the funnies. I don't know if I'll be here or not. But,
I'm not good at funny.
Yeah, tomorrow night's the frolics. 8:46, Inner Sight, and I'm standing now. I'm kneeling, squatting down in front of my dog, my Chanel.
I love
her. And she finally has lied down after I don't know how many hours. And I'm supposed to take her out, but I don't want to get her up. This show is dedicated to you, Charabel. Yeah, you and Milton. They would have been very, very close brother and sister.
I think so.
So, go to change.org. Sign our petition. Do it in honor of Milton and Charabel. And do it in honor of goodness and love and peace. And for all those people who want to learn how to train a service dog on their own. Those people are to be praised and helped. You know? And do it for all the good people who work at these schools. There are some good ones.
Yes, there are.
They can't say anything. They can't, you know, go up to the boss and say, hey, you better stop doing this or that. You know, they'll get fired. But there's a lot of good people. I've known some very good trainers. I had two dogs from Guiding Eyes, and one of them almost made the Guinness Book of Records. That's my experience with a guide dog. So do it for all who love justice and truth. And maybe above all, do it for the honor of Milton, who wanted nothing in his life but to make sure that Michelle was safe. Do it for Michelle and Tom, her husband, who mourn Milton. Do it because the schools haven't given Milton, haven't given Michelle another guide dog. Sign our petition. Show them that you disapprove of that. 80,000, give us 80 million. 100 million. Give us whatever it takes to get these schools where they're going to learn more and be better places for dog and people. All right, I want to thank everybody for keeping Inner Sight on the air. I don't think there's any other program like this in the world.
That's true.
We're very unique, and the reason we're unique is because we do it for the people.
Right.
You know, it's like Thomas Jefferson. You know, by the people, for the people.
That's right.
Yeah. Jefferson had the right idea.
Yes, he did.
So,
You're okay.
Tomorrow, I'm conflicted about
what your heart says.
I have to do for my dog.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see her suffer.
No.
And all I can do is pray about it.
Yeah, I'll do the same.
All right, inner sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. By the way, if you want to reach us, 631-224-3090, or the email innersight@gmail, 1620, that is, innersight1620@gmail.com. And we move on, and I want to credit a dear friend of mine who called me the other day, one of our supporters, Tommy McAteer. And he told me more than once. I said, "Tom, what do I do about this situation?" He said, "Keep on telling that story."
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what we intend to do. Keep on. Let people know that we are here for the betterment of this system. And if people who work in this system can't do that, let them go do something else.
That's right.
Take their degree and stick it up their ass and go and sweep the street.
There you go.
That's my attitude.
Me
you don't
too.
Want to learn how to make things better for people? I mean, what do you got to lose with that? Nothing.
Absolutely
nothing. Gain with it. So, that's inner sight. And I know a lot of people don't like us. I don't care if they like us or not.
That's right.
We tell
but they'll
the truth.
Come to us. I'm sorry.
And my engineer's got a big mouth. Quiet.
No, I was just going to say something quickly. But they'll come to us for help when they need it. So
853, New York. So I got a very important day tomorrow.
I'm sorry.
And we'll get through it one way or another. But I want to thank, once again, I want to thank the Big East Akita Rescue for being there for me, for their support, their love, their caring, and everything that they've done over the years for all my Akita guide dogs. Joanne Diamond, 609-388-7004, phone number, Big East Akita Rescue @verizon.net. on the email. If you can, please send them a donation. They're in need of funds right now. Big East Akita Rescue. Find them on the internet. All right, thank you very much. Show dedicated to Milton and Charabelle, two guide dogs. And we are grateful to all the good people out there who make it happen. I want to thank my buddy John, who says he'll be with me tomorrow. Thank you. Inner Sight. I'm going to sign off early. Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight.
Good night, everybody. I feel so bad that he has to euthanize his dog. So we're going to say some prayers, and hopefully he gets similar dog, angelic, like Shabba was. I wish I could be there with him, but that's not in the cards. All right. I hope everybody enjoyed the show. That dog is a beautiful angel. And thank you very much. Bye-bye.